Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And I'm joined with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Hi, Dale. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic this morning.
Good. It's great to be here again this week. It's gorgeous out.
It's beautiful. Gosh, we have to bring out the Ray-Bans. Yeah. We have to bring out the Ray-Bans this morning.
Oh, yeah. I had mine on this morning driving out.
Okay, excellent. Well, we have a very, very exciting show this morning, and we're going to talk about that. But Buffalo, we just want to let you know that Western New York at Work is on the move. We are doing so many great things in the community, and in the weeks to come, we're going to be talking a lot about that. One of those events, which is the Partners with a Shared Vision Business Brunch, which will be held at the Southern Club on Saturday, April 28th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We have an amazing lineup of industry leaders. For example, we have Mr. Martin, Marty Griffith, who is the president of Bank on Buffalo. We have Rhonda Frederick, who's the president and CEO of People Inc. We also have, as part of our panel discussion, we have Nick Sinatra, president and CEO of Sinatra & Company. They're doing some amazing developments throughout the community. And again, Western New York at Work is so much a part of the growth and the renaissance and the rebirth of Buffalo. And I'm just excited. And Lauren, I know you're doing some amazing things yourself.
Yeah, so I'm super excited because in studio this morning we have Mary Cornwell from Child and Family Services. I've known Mary for 3 years now, I think, just about.
I think so.
Yeah, so welcome to the show today, Mary.
Thanks, Lauren. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. Now, I'm so excited and happy that you're here. I feel like a kid, and like it's Christmas time. I've been wanting to have Child and Family Services a part of the Western New York at Work discussion for a long time. So, Lauren, thank you for making it happen.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited to have them on the show this morning, too, because Child and Family Services does so many great things for our community and for those in need throughout our community. The more I've been involved with Child and Family Services, the more I learn about the services they provide, the people they help, and just all that they do for our community. And we're going to talk to you about their premier fundraising event that's coming up on April 19th at the Foundry, Heartlight, which I'm co-chairing with my business partner and cousin, Maggie Shea.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I think this is a great opportunity. And we were talking before the show, Lauren has been one of our most fantastic volunteers, both her and Maggie. We have an ambassador committee where it's made up of volunteers through businesses and not-for-profits and all kinds of, all walks of life. And Lauren's been a rock star for us.
You know what? This woman, I have to say, you know, she's involved in so many different things. I think she could run for office. So Byron, you know what? Be on the lookout for Lauren Lewis. I think she wants your job.
No, I'm not going for the mayor's job.
Well, as long as she sticks with Child and Family Services, she has my vote.
You don't care what she does.
She'll have my vote.
Okay.
I am blushing. But so before we go any further, I want to take it to Louie and our producer in the studio and do our sports update this morning.
The Cinderella story has finally come to an end for UB women's basketball. The Bulls fell in their matchup against 2-seed South Carolina yesterday in the Sweet 16, 79-63. The women kept it close throughout the game, pulling within 6 midway through the second half, but they couldn't complete the comeback. Sierra Dillard led the way for UB, scoring game-high 29 points in her final game as a Bull. It was also the final game for seniors Stephanie Reed, Lisa Upps, Catherine Upps, Mariah Suchin, and Cassie Ausler. The Bulls finished the season achieving many firsts, including their first at-large bid into the tournament and their first 2 wins in tournament history. The 2017-2018 UB basketball season was a historic one. It was the second time, in NCAA history a men's and women's team of a school won their first tournament games in the same season. For more on the UB women's trip to the Sweet 16, head over to WGR550.com. Over to the men's side of March Madness, the Elite Eight weekend started off hot last night. 11-seed Chicago Loyola continues a Cinderella story of their own, advancing to the Final Four after defeating Kansas State 78-62. Michigan also punched their ticket into the Final Four, taking down 9-seed Florida State in a close 58-54 battle. The Elite Eight continues today. 1-seed Villanova takes on 3-seed Texas Tech, at 2:20, followed by a battle of top seeds, 1 seed Kansas taking on the 2 seed Duke Blue Devils at 5:05. Coverage of both games can be found right here on ESPN 1520. To the ice, it was a rough weekend for the Buffalo Sabres, Buffalo getting shut out Friday night 3-0 against the Montreal Canadiens, followed by a blowout at MSG, the Rangers taking down the Sabres 5-1 last night. Sam Reinhart scored the lone goal for the Sabres in the third period. Next up for the Sabres, they head up north to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs Monday night. Puck drop is set for 7 o'clock with the Paul William Belts pregame show starting at 6 over at our sister station WGR Sports Radio 550. Some Bills news from over the weekend. Former Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Philip Gaines is set to visit Buffalo this week. Gaines played in 4 seasons with Kansas City as a rotational corner. He has 89 tackles, 14 passes defended, and 1 interception in 4 seasons with the Chiefs. Other news around the NFL, the New York Giants have traded defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a 2018 third-round draft pick. The Giants and Buccaneers also swapping 4th-rounders in the trade. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work. I am Lauren Lewis in studio with Dale Martin. And our guest this morning is Mary Cornwell, Chief Development Officer at Child and Family Services. Thanks for being here, Mary.
Thank you, Lauren.
And we started chatting like a little bit before the sports update about all the services that Child and Family Services provides for our community and those in need in our community. So do you mind touching on and telling our listeners a little bit about what Child and Family Services is all about?
Sure. I'm actually going to tell you a story. This happened a while ago. We had a young mom and her son come into Haven House. And Haven House is Erie County's only licensed domestic violence shelter. And they came into Haven House after they had years of abuse going on in their home. And the young mom and her son, they had their own room in our shelter. And they fell asleep. And the young boy woke up the next morning. And he didn't sleep too well that night. And he was very, very scared. And he ran and he got one of our counselors at Haven House. And he was worried because he heard this strange noise going on in his room from his mother. And so he brought the counselor back in his room. And the counselor's like, "Honey, what's wrong?" He's like, "Well, my mom is sleeping. She's snoring, and I got nervous." And she's like, "Honey, she's sound asleep. It's okay." Aww. And what that counselor learned was he had never heard his mother have a good night's sleep before. He'd never heard her snore. And that was the first night probably since that young child had been alive that his mom had a good night's sleep. And I tell you that because that's what we do at Child and Family Services. We provide safety. We provide a good night's sleep. And whether it's through Haven House for a domestic violence victim, whether it's through a young child who's coming to our residential treatment program, whether it's through foster care and adoption for children who just need safety through a house and a home and people who are willing to open up their heart and home, we provide safety for 10,000 to 12,000 children, adults, families in need in our Western New York community.
So Mayor, so clearly that mom was going through some challenges in her life. Absolutely. Can you speak to, you know, what some of those challenges were? Because there was, I guess what I'm trying to say, let's get to the root cause of why mom was not sleeping well, getting a good night's rest.
Dale, I'm glad you asked that because people often ask, why do people come to Child and Family Services? And what we tell people is you are one traumatic life event away from needing our services. And if you think about that, trauma means something different to everybody, whether it's a domestic violence survivor, whether it's losing a job or your home, whether you lost your home to a fire, whether you've had a death in your family and you need counseling services. There are so many reasons why someone would come to our agency for help. But what you need to know is it takes so much courage to pick up that phone and call us and say, "I need help," and to walk through those doors. And for domestic violence in particular, there are so many reasons. Domestic violence takes a physical form, takes an emotional form, takes a financial form. When people hear of a not-for-profit or a charity, they think it happens to a family maybe on the east side of Buffalo or someone in poverty. But people who need help are people of all races, of all economic backgrounds. It can be your neighbor, your sister, your friend, your mother.
It affects all of us.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah. It can be any single one of us.
Family on the east side of Buffalo as well as the family in East Amherst. What I want people to know is we're not just a charity. We're here to help every single person in Western New York. And you never know at any point in your life when you might need our services.
And it's not a matter of if or when. No, it is going to happen.
you just never know when it's going to happen. Life can be a mystery, but what you need to know is there is a place you can go to for help.
Yes.
That's what I love about being involved with Child and Family Services is they do provide so many amazing services to people in our community. And the most important thing is being aware of the services they provide so that if you are in an unfortunate circumstance, you know where to go. And I think that was the story you told about the woman showing up at Haven House with her son. Thank God she knew to go to Haven House to seek that refuge from the abusive relationship she was in.
Absolutely. And the other part of my job that I love being able to come on these shows and being able to tell these stories. But then there's the part where we have such a generous community here in Western New York. There are so many people, even if you find you're lucky enough where you don't need our help, there are people who are willing to step up to the plate and make sure that they can help those who do need their help because they are fortunate enough that they want to give back because life just handed them in a situation where, you know, they've had a good life. And so we have people who volunteer their time, who donate their time and their talents and their money so they can help people in need. I remember one day I was driving home from work and I was pulling out of the parking lot, and where I work are four of our residential homes, and two little kids were getting out of one of our vans and they had medals around their neck. So, of course, I had to stop my car and ask where they got their medals. And they were so proud of themselves because they had just finished their therapeutic horseback riding lessons. Aww. And they came up to my car and they peeked inside and they asked, "Can I honk your horn?" I said, "Sure, go ahead." And then they looked in my back of my car and they're like, "Where are your kids?" And I said, "Well, I don't have any kids." And they were a little confused and they asked, "Hey, can I honk your horn again?" "Sure." And then they asked, "Will you come inside and play games with me?" And I will never forget that moment because what they're looking for is people to love them, people mm-hmm. to play with them. They're looking for everything every other child wants in their life. So even though children are coming to us to help them along their healing and their journey to heal, they're also looking to just be children. They're mm-hmm. looking to have what you would want as a child, what you would want for your own children. So when people come and ask us, "Well, what can we do as a volunteer?" You can come and play games with our children. You can come.
We've done it. Like,
exactly. Lauren,
my
your
coworkers,
group did it.
We've done it a couple times. And it is one of the most fun, rewarding things to do. And it's just doing crafts with the kids, playing games. We've done water balloon like tosses and
absolutely.
Handing buckets overhead. And the kids are soaking wet and they're just having a blast. And
absolutely.
It's so much fun. And it's amazing to see them enjoying their childhood and kind of forgetting about the trauma that they've been through.
So let me ask you this. When does a person, he or she, know or realize that they need your services?
Well, it really depends on the type of program that they come into. Sometimes children are removed from their homes because of abuse and neglect, and they come to us through the court system. A lot of times it's referrals through the courts, and sometimes it's a self-referral. It takes, for a domestic violence victim, it just takes them. We know that usually it takes 7 times for a domestic violence victim to leave their abuser. So they come to Haven House, and usually they return to their victim. For foster care, it's usually a person who decides, you know what, I want to help a child in need. And they come to us and they go through their training and the certification, and then they welcome a child into their home. For counseling, again, it's self-referral. So they can call us and, you know, we can get them in and we set them up with a counselor. So it really varies by program.
Okay. And for any parent, individual, for our listeners out there, just want to have some questions to ask. Okay. How can they contact you?
I encourage everyone, for any kind of question or more information, to call 842-2750. That phone number will get you the general agency line, and they can ask any question about any program that we may have.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. We're going to take a very short break. Do not go anywhere. We have more great conversation with Mary Cornwall, Chief Development Officer with Child and Family Services.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza, and next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
This is Frank Lotempio III, Lotempio PC Law Group, your complete counsel team meeting your lifetime legal needs. Call us at 855-3761.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I am Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin. And we have Mary Cornwell, Chief Development Officer from Child and Family Services, in studio with us this morning. Thanks so much for being here, Mary, and sharing the stories about Child and Family Services and the services you guys offer.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you both.
Thank you. So before the break, we were talking about Haven House. We talked about the residential services that Child and Family Services provides for young children. And you touched on like foster care as well. Tell me a little bit more about like some of the other services that Child and Family Services provides to our community.
Mm-hmm. We also have an extensive mental health counseling program where we do inpatient and outpatient counseling. We have two clinics, one in downtown Buffalo and one in Cheektowaga. We also have the Stanley G. Falk School, where we have three main school campuses, and that is a special education day school. We have over 540 students, and it goes from kindergarten up through high school. We serve students ages 5 through 21, and students are referred through their school district, and our classroom settings are 6 students to 1 teacher and 1 teacher aide. So students really get that specialized and individual attention that they wouldn't get in a traditional classroom setting. You know, really, we have such a wide variety and range of services, and I get the great job of coming here and coming to all these places to tell all the wonderful stories that we have and how we help people. And of course, every story is not always a success story, but the fact that we're here and that we can offer such a wide range of services to the great need that is in the community, you know, is what we're here to do.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing, is making sure people are aware of the services that are out there. So if they are in a situation where they need to seek help, they know exactly where to go. Mm-hmm. And you told us the number before, but what number can they call?
They can call 842-2750, and that's the general agency line. And then whatever the problem is or whatever they're looking to do, they will get referred to from there.
Okay, so here's a scenario. There are many single dads out there. And I think, I'm just going to say, I think dads are overlooked in terms of where to go for resources, where to go for counseling, where to go for solutions. And so let's say that you are a single dad and, you know, whether it's child support or whether it's, you know, just wanting to have a resource on how to be a better parent. Do you ever come across, or what are your suggestions for dads?
Well, you know, it really is individualized and depending on what the situation actually is. If dad needs counseling for himself or family counseling, he would definitely be able to get help by our counseling program. If it's a situation where the dad is having trouble with custody arrangements or having trouble with his child, we have a mediation program where we cover a wide range of services, whether it's special education mediation, that the parent might need help navigating the services in the school system, or parent-teen mediation, where they're having trouble with the situations with their child and they need mediation services, custody, divorce mediation. And what we do, it's a better alternative than going through the court system. It's a lower cost and it's a healthier option for the individual and the family, and if there's children involved. So there's a lot of options for that single dad, for his child, for himself. And if there's something, this is the great thing about Western New York, there are so many not-for-profits in our community. So if there's something we can't do, we won't just leave them hanging. We will refer them out. We will make sure we connect them with the services that would help dad.
Okay, and that's so important because personally, I know of a family where mom and dad are separated, and the child is affected by the separation. Mom and dad do not know the answers. If they did, they wouldn't be in that that situation. But again, the child is affected by that separation, so he is struggling in school. And I think for any of our listeners out there, if you know someone, we need to make sure that we refer them to your agency. And so it sounds like Child and Family Services provides the right type of intervention even before going through the court system.
And Dale, that's so hard because what people, when they're in this situation, they don't often see the domino effect of the trauma that can happen, whether it's divorce or mom and dad are fighting. It's so hard. We're human beings and we can only handle so much, and the effect that can have on children and in the home life in general. And mediation is there to help both individuals and the children. And it's a healthier alternative. So we have that and we can help them through it. And it's a great option. And they can call that number, 842-2750, and we can refer them.
And it's so amazing, Lauren, because, you know, looking at their website, I mean, they provide counseling, domestic service, mediation, education services, residential. Can you speak to, when you say residential, what aspect does the agency provide services?
So we help children who are either removed from their homes because of abuse and neglect, or who are suffering from some sort of mental health disorder. So we can help them at our agency. They come and live in our program, and they have a high level of intervention. But again, as I was talking about earlier, we also want them to be a child. So we help them provide, we help provide child life experiences that you would have for your own children.
And that's what, you know, being involved with Child and Family Services, you really get to see the amount of people that it takes to run this organization. And the team at Child and Family Services is one of the best I've ever seen. They're all awesome people. They're so passionate about the organization and helping the families and children get better, get healthy.
And I was thinking about that. Yes.
Yeah. And they're fabulous. And Mary, you know, alluded to it earlier, there's so many people that are involved, you know, outside of the people who work for the organization. It's volunteers, it's sponsors, and we at Christmas they do adopt a family, and we volunteered at it too. And it's amazing to see the amount of people and companies that come together to provide a Christmas for families that generally wouldn't have had a Christmas.
Well, in order to have a good company, you must have a great staff.
We do. It takes a village. We've got a great management team, and I really can't say enough about the direct care staff that we have. Mm-hmm. They are the ones who are in the front lines every day, the ones who are taking care of the children, visiting the families in their home, helping with the foster children, holding the hands of the children every day in our residential programs. I mean, they're their parents, and you
that's
know,
a tough job.
It's a tough job. It's a very tough job.
Yeah, which brings me to another question. I mean, can we volunteer? Can the community, can individuals volunteer to provide, you know, additional support or services?
Absolutely. We definitely look for volunteers. It's more of a non-traditional volunteer experience. Usually we like to meet with the volunteers, come in, tour our agency, and really find what the volunteer is looking to do. So we make it meaningful, not only for us and the children we serve, but for the volunteer, because our children have gone through some very traumatic experiences. We want the volunteer to understand what they will be doing and what they will be working with, but really so it's meaningful both for our children and for the volunteer.
So as we're talking about that too, coming up we have Heartlight, which is the agency's premier fundraising event. So it's coming up April 19th at the Foundry.
It sure is. We're very excited about it.
I am too. So I'm co-chairing Heartlight with Maggie Shea, my business partner at Staff Buffalo and cousin. And we're so excited. It's been so fun to see it unfold and see all the generosity of sponsors and donors. And tell me some more about the impact Heartlight has to Child and Family Services and the community.
Well, we are very excited that you and Maggie are co-chairing. You guys have brought like a new energy to this event. And it's hard to believe this is our 19th annual Heartlight. 19 years. Wow.
Yeah.
This is our premier fundraiser, as you said, and we're having it again at the Foundry. And, you know, it's just a great party. It really is.
It is.
We
it's
have
fun.
A lot of
and
fun.
Buffalo loves to party.
Buffalo loves to party.
Especially for a good cause. Like, sign me up.
Right? It's and it's a Thursday night, so we're not going to suck up your weekend. So mm-hmm. we're gonna kickstart your weekend, right?
Yes. yes. It is a fun event. I went. The last one was my first time at Heartlight, mm-hmm. and it was so much fun. Just the energy, the auctions, the mm-hmm. silent auctions, the balloon pop where you can get a gift card and yep. the wine toss. Mm-hmm. You get some free wine
you know,
bottles.
It's a great party, and I know there are a lot of events here in the community mm-hmm. because, like I said, there are a lot of not-for-profits. But what I think is really special about this event is you're going to have a chance to hear from a few people who are helped by our services. And to me, that is the best part of it. You're going to hear from Jeff and Cindy, who are foster parents, soon to be adoptive parents, which
oh,
I'm so excited
so
about.
Exciting. It's amazing when you see a foster child become adopted.
These two individuals are incredible. They came to our agency. They, for many reasons, could not have children of their own. So they came to us, and they currently have 4 foster children
wow.
right now. They might be getting another one. They have made additions to their house
wow.
to accommodate this, and they will be soon adopting 2 of their foster children, one that they have since birth, who are absolutely adorable. I see them several times a week at the agency. Sometimes they're in twice a day because of the visits they have to go to. Always with a smile on their face, always willing to do more for the agency. They are just the kind of people that you're just like, thank goodness we have you
yeah.
here in Western New York.
That's
thank
amazing.
Goodness that you're here to help children.
And it sounds like it's another party with a purpose. So if
exactly.
anyone would like to attend, how can they purchase tickets
they
or,
can
or
go
sponsor?
They can go to our website at CFSBNY. Tickets are $125. It's Thursday, April 19th. You can also go to our website if you would like to sponsor. Mm-hmm. The event is at the Foundry. It's 5:30 to 9:30. We have some great prizes. We're going to have a suite to the Sabres game. We have Elton John tickets.
Justin Timberlake tickets,
thanks to the Bonadio
Group. Somebody has been working yeah. very hard.
There are some awesome tickets.
There really are.
A raffle, too, that we're going to have mm-hmm. for, you're going to get passes to Disney World.
Yes. 4 one-day park hopper passes.
And then there's round trip tickets
to
on
airline,
Southwest.
Round trip
to
tickets.
Airline. Mm-hmm.
And a $500 Disney gift card.
Yes.
And when
so
is
we've got
the
your
date?
Trip planned.
The date again?
Is Thursday, April 19th.
Okay, in a few weeks.
It's in a few
yes,
weeks.
Yes, coming up
so you've got plenty
soon.
Of time to get your tickets, but don't wait.
Well, Laura, I think we should be talking about this each and every week on
we
our
should,
show.
We should, for sure.
Because this is really something that Western New York at Work is really about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
A party with a purpose.
I think
party
we should,
with
too.
Purpose. With a
we
great
will,
organization.
For sure. It's like, that, and that's the thing. And the most important thing is the people you're helping because of it. You're helping mm-hmm. children and family throughout Western New York who are in a tough situation. You know, you talked about kids that are taken from their home because it's not a great situation, or, you know, a mother or a father who's suffering from domestic abuse and they need to seek refuge, foster parents. Like, there's so many amazing ways for that the agency helps people, and Heartlight is a party with a purpose that's going to help the agency help more people who are in need in our community. And that's the heart of what goes behind this fundraiser and what the agency does.
Yes, and I think that is just so poetic in terms of what you just said. And it makes my heart just feel, I feel like I'm a part of it already. And West New York at Work, we want to be involved. We want to provide our supports. So anything that you need from us, we're cognizant.
Well, Dale, I'm going to take you up on that, because anytime someone says that to me, they're hooked.
They're reluctant.
But once you're hooked, it's a great experience. It's amazing. You'll love being hooked with Child and Family Services and being a part of the organization.
Well, thank you both so much. And,
yes,
and you're right.
Thank you.
This is the heart of what we do. Everyone who supports in any way possible, they really have a huge impact on the lives of so many other people mm-hmm. in Western New York.
Okay.
If you're interested in sponsoring, becoming a sponsor for Heartlight, donating silent auction items, hosting gift gathering parties, making any sort of donation, or buying a ticket, buying raffles, go to the Child and Family Services website, cfsbny.org, and you can find the link to Heartlight right on the page. And there's great opportunities to sponsor or be a part in any way. Volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers, too.
Yes. And going back to the core mission of your agency, I think if you're dealing with anything, you know what? If you need to talk to someone, you know what? Talk to Child and Family Services, okay? And your office is located where?
right on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo, 330 Delaware Avenue. It's between Tupper and Tracy, so we're really close to downtown Buffalo, right along the bus line.
Okay, and once again, your web address again?
CFSBNY.org.
And then the phone number?
842-2750.
There you go.
Fantastic.
So if anyone needs to get or is looking to get involved with Child and Family Services in any way, or if they're looking for services, or just are kind of at a point in their life where they're not sure what their next step is and they're in a tough situation, reach out to Child and Family Services.
Absolutely. So Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Any parting thoughts, Lauren?
No, I just want to thank Mary Cornwell so much for being on the show this morning. I was so excited for the show because, like I said, I've been a part of Child and Family Services on the Ambassador Committee for the past 3 years, and I'm always amazed every time I interact with the organization to find out how much they do for our community. So thank you so much,
thank
Mary.
You both so much. It's a pleasure being here.
Oh, thank you. And thank have you. A great week, Western New York.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.